I don't hit girls. I don't even hit girls, is what I'm thinking. But I must have said it out loud because Mr. Warren, our bald-headed principal, raises his eyebrows and says, "You sure about that? Our cameras show us something very different, Dakari." "It's Flo," I say. I always say it. "Your name is Dakari Flood, and that's what I'm calling you," says Mr. Warren. "Just like everyone else." I roll my eyes, turn them to my shoes. New shoes. Shoes I'ma wear every day till they fall off my feet.
Eb. He called me the B word, and it was all just an accident. Nobody was trying to mess up his stupid, ugly shoes. My arms are crossed, and I'm giving Mr. Warren the same look I seen Ma give my sister Polk when Polk comes at her wrong. Ma learned the look from my granny, who be giving it to all of us when we're wrong. I'm not trying to be no poet, but Polk ain't no joke, so she gets the look a lot. Guess I do too. Few more minutes of this with Mr. Warren, and then my granny will be on the phone listening to him tell her all about how Ebony got to fighting again.
"So you stepped on his shoes by accident?"
"Yes. Sometimes I be thinking Mr. Warren can't hear that good. He asks the same questions over and over."
"And then he called you a name?"
"The B word. Get it right, Mr. Warren."
"And then?"
"I slapped him in his ugly face." "Yeah, I slapped him good too. Everybody in the lunchroom went, ooh."
"Then he pushed you?"
Mr. Warren asks, looking all concerned. "And I pushed him back," I say, loud. "You seen the video? Why you wasting time asking?" Mr. Warren ignores my question. He good at that.
"What happened after you pushed him?"
I let the question hang. I glue my hand to my leg to keep from touching my left cheek, which throbs. If I wasn't dark, like Milky Way midnights, I'd be red right there. Like that cinnamon gum Polk's boyfriend loves. Because that can't rap fool who calls himself Flo swung on me.
Flo. Mr. Warren's the mean principal, the one giving suspensions out like M&Ms and making kids go to detention and stuff. Mr. Porter's the nice principal who talks at assemblies and can actually dance. If you're a student of the week, he buys you lunch, whatever you want. And if you get on Principal Porter's list, there's a fancy banquet. I ain't on nobody's list, and I don't care. Except Mr. Warren pulls up my grades, tells me I'm close. Close to having them add my name to a list. But which one is up to me.
Eb. Third suspension of seventh grade. Eighth since I've been at Brookside Junior High. Mr. Warren tells me this like I don't know. It's a lot. So? Maybe if people stop messing with me.
Did you apologize?
Huh?
You said it was an accident.
Mr. Warren says. He leans forward.
Did you apologize to Dakari for stepping on his shoes?
Yeah, I say, rolling my eyes. And the lie.
Flo. How come you didn't get an adult? They always ask this. Come on, man, you got war in your name. Don't act like you don't know. That's what my shrug says. Look at me. Mr. Warren says, real men look eye to eye. I glare at him, silent. Oh yeah? A real man also don't get punked by no stupid girl. I got scratches on the side of my face from that girl. Y'all gotta learn how to let stuff go. My brain screams. That's the problem, Mr. Warren. Everything I have, everything I love, already goes.